And time once again on 4HI for Q&A and the last one of the year. Welcome, Guru.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, mate, finished last week by asking you your opinion of Australia's economic outlook.
Yes, Mick, and I see it as positive.
Now, Steve, have you got any facts to back that up? Because last week, the Australian Financial Review had a headline, and it said, RBA's Philip Lowe urges buffers against Donald Trump uncertainty.
Yeah, that was following a speech to CEDA.
Who's CEDA?
Well, it stands for Committee for Economic Development of Australia.
All right. What do they do, Steve?
Well, they're a bipartisan, non-profit, national, independent, member-based organisation providing thought, leadership and policy perspectives on the economic and social issues affecting Australia.
Well, okay, that's a mouthful, actually. What was it about the RDA governor's speech that caused the Australian Financial Review to issue a warning about Donald Trump?
Mick, it's a sad day when the Australian Financial Review resorts to creating bad news to sell newspapers. While Dr. Philip Lowe did mention buffers, at no time did he mention Donald Trump. In my view, he had a very positive outlook for Australia's future.
Well, Steve, I haven't been privy to the speech, so can you give us some positive highlights from that?
Yes, Mick. I'll go A through to E, mate. These are the main points.
All right.
A, our banks' balance sheets have been improved thanks to David Murray and his inquiry that made banks issue more capital. B, the housing sector has not made the Reserve Bank of Australia worry about banks' balance sheets, despite the frequent news stories that peddle such fear. C, like the International Monetary Fund, he thinks it's okay for governments to ease up on budget deficit destruction, provided they spend on infrastructure that will raise productivity and inspire business investment. As I said last week, Mick, this is good debt. D, households have buffers of excess mortgage repayments, equally 17% of total home loans, and are about 2.5 years ahead of what they need to be with repayments. And lastly, E, to some extent, this reduces concerns about our household debt, which is a high 185% of household disposable income.
Well, I can see you've done your homework. There doesn't seem to be much to be worried about then.
Well, Mick, it would be a worry if we had a low economic growth outlook. But Dr. Lowe says we're growing around our potential rate of about 3.5%, which is great by world standards and is fast enough to bring unemployment down.
So in your opinion, the future of the nation is looking okay, but what about the Central Highlands?
Well, there's been a noticeable turnaround in optimism in recent months, and this has a positive domino effect.
Yeah, right, mate. But what's caused this?
Well, the huge increase in the price of coal, and mate, our farmers have had a great season, especially with chickpeas, having both record production and record price.
Yeah, I agree with that, mate. I've seen a great mountains of wheat and a lot of chickpea around the area, so no, it's fantastic.
It's great for the farmers, mate.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Steve, it's great to end our Q&A for this year on a positive note. I'd just like to take this opportunity to wish you and your bride-to-be all the best for the wedding Saturday week. We're not counting the days, though, are we?
I'm looking forward to it too, Mick. But listen, mate, I'd like to wish all our listeners a safe and happy festive season and a great 2017, and I'll catch up with you all again in January.
No problem at all. And I'd just better put this tag on, mate. Google Steve Cart Taylor or call the office on 4987 7567. And Steve, I'll see you next year.
Thanks, Mick.